Hello and welcome to Prestabilius Excellence in Marketing. I'm Connie Reagan-Green. I am your host for this podcast series. And today we're going to talk about income-producing activities. So my question to you is, are you focusing on income-producing activities every single day? And I'm talking about your work as an online entrepreneur, as an author, as a product creator, as someone who has membership sites. I believe that we get into the habit of creating more than marketing. And I've talked about being in real estate for so many years, and I had to take some marketing classes to get my real estate license and then to pass the broker's exam. That was part of the requirement that I go through some more marketing training, but I didn't embrace marketing. I felt like it was something I did when I didn't have any clients to work with, and that was the furthest thing from the truth. So let's talk about, as an online entrepreneur primarily, what are some income-producing activities? Sending out emails to your list, that's income-producing. I do it 10 times a week. I always joke that I only send an email on days that end with D-A-Y, but the truth is I send one every single day, twice on Tuesday, twice on Thursday, and twice on Saturday. That's how I get to 10 every week. Once in a while there will be 9 or 11, but that's pretty rare. I'm in the habit of doing it the way that I do. And within those emails, I'm asking for the sale. I'm asking people to buy things. I'm asking them to take a closer look. I'm giving them as much information as I can fit into an email that's always too long. And the idea is that people reading the email, these are my prospects, my customers, my clients, they'll find themselves in something that I'm offering. Like right now, I'm offering a training that is for adults to help young people, people under 18, to have a business, to start a business. And it's not a lemonade stand. It's something that they can do online. And I have my family members involved at all ages with this type of thing, this type of activity. And I'm writing about it. I'm writing about a granddaughter, and I'm writing about how parents can do this and grandparents, how you can do it. So the idea is somebody reading that, they would say, you know, this makes sense for me and for my family and for our situation right now. It would be so wonderful to work with a young person from our family and to be able to help them to start a business. So that's the idea behind it. All right, let's go on. So besides the emails, and I'm not saying that you have to send 10 emails a week or even one every day, but I want to see a minimum of 3 emails each week. And we want to use something called pattern interrupt. So some might be long, some might be short, some might come first thing in the morning, your time. Others might come midday, your time. I like to send one out on a Friday night pretty late. I sent one out last night, and by doing that, I get the attention of more people. This is something, before I forget, I want to share this with you. Take note of what time of day you're checking your email, and just write it down on a notepad. Write it down for 3 days, what time of day. So maybe you first checked at 6 a.m., and then look at those emails that are right there, right in front of you, without you having to scroll back in time very far. Then maybe later that day, maybe it's 2 in the afternoon, you check your email again, whether it's on your phone or your tablet or on your computer. And then see whose emails are in front of you right then. And then the next time, maybe you're checking email at 8 or 9 or 10 p.m. at night or later. And again, take a look at who is right in front of you in terms of emails. So unless we train people to search for our email, and I don't think I do a very good job of that, it's something to focus on, that's for sure, people won't see our emails because they simply have too many emails. We're all subscribed to too many lists. So that's something to think about. All right, income-producing activities, networking. Networking, you must reach out to people. This is not a business that we do behind our computer without interaction with others. I interact with more people every single day right now than I ever did in real estate and in classroom teaching combined. And in classroom teaching, I had a class of 30-plus students. I had teachers, administrators, parents that I was dealing with. And with real estate, I was dealing with a much smaller number because I had my own real estate business. I did it out of my home when having a home office was not a cool thing. I did it anyway. And so on any given day with real estate, I would deal with maybe 5 to 10 people maximum. But if you add up the 5 to 10 people with real estate and the 40 to 50 people with teaching, including my students, I still interact with far more people right now. And I'm not saying that I'm using when I send out an email to thousands of people as part of that. I'm talking about people that I'm reaching out to via email, via social media, in person, just in different groups that I'm a part of. I want you to be networking. And the group that I will always recommend is Rotary. Rotary is an excellent way, and it's funny with Rotary, when I came into Rotary in 2006, for several years, they were still saying, this is not a networking group. They didn't want to be known for that, even though I looked around and I thought, boy, that's what we're doing, though. I got my veterinarian there and my dentist and people I'm doing a variety of things with, and some of the people started buying my books and my programs. And finally, Rotary changed their stance on that, and they said, yes, we're an international service organization, but networking is indeed part of who we are and what we do and what we offer. So find a group that you can go to. And you might want to go virtual in the beginning at least, and then go in person. See what that's like. See what that experience is like. All right, affiliates. You want to be a good affiliate marketer. That's a way to be doing income-producing activities each day. So every time I put something up on Twitter, typically I'm Connie Green on Twitter, I typically put something up there that's available for sale, and that's me doing an income-producing activity. I'm offering something for sale. It's just not something that I created. Also, finding affiliates for your products and courses. I'm fortunate in that I have a number of affiliates that are doing an excellent job, but we can never have enough affiliates. We want more people. We want those people that either don't know us well, or they know us, they've bought from us, they've interacted with us, maybe on my Ask Connie Anything call, something like that, but they never thought of recommending something that I have to someone else that they know or to a group of people that they're connected with. So affiliates eat both ways. You as an affiliate, reach out to the people you're an affiliate for. I do that very regularly. If they have a group on Facebook, I go on Facebook and ask my question. If not, I'm sending them an email. There's someone that had a line of products, and all of a sudden I was aware that I wasn't an affiliate for her. And I looked in a couple of different places, and I didn't see her products listed, but I saw other people promoting them. So I looked her up, and it's very easy to find people. I looked her up. I found her email. I wrote to her. And I said, I purchased this product a couple of years ago from you. I do very well with affiliate marketing. I believe what you have to offer would resonate with my community. I would love to become your affiliate. She wrote back within 24 hours and said that she, for some reason, I didn't read all the details. She had decided to be private with her offerings. And so she made it possible for me to be an affiliate. And I sold a couple of things, a couple of items right away. And so now I'll be included, and I've actually this morning I received my first affiliate email from her, so I'm included. All I had to do was ask. That's all that I had to do. All right, launching a product. That's income producing. I want to see you launching a product every 6 to 8 weeks. That way it's not once a month, but you'll have at least a dozen new products. A product can be something very, very simple. I do relaunches of my products. I don't create as many new products. I create 2 or 3 things a year new these days. Right now, I'm working on my really simple short reports training, and I'm excited, and I'm spending a lot of time with it because I'm really enjoying that process of creating something that will be helpful to my community. So launching a product, letting people know, asking for the sale, ask people to buy. And if you've ever been in a sales job, I've sold cars. I did that one summer long, long ago. And also I've sold real estate. And again, that was long ago. But we're always selling ourselves. And when you are going after somebody, you want them to buy something, you've got to ask for the sale. I've seen people in real estate lose a deal and their people come to me, and this happened so many times, because the person was showing them property and talking about listing their house and doing this and doing that, but they never did ask for the sale. I had this experience very recently. I don't believe I've shared this with the Prestabilius Excellence in Marketing podcast community. I had an experience very, very recently where I wanted to purchase a new car, and I went to the local dealership because I always prefer to buy local. And I went to the local dealership, and I talked to them, and they even brought in, so I had a salesman who told me he was pretty new. They brought in the sales manager, who was not new. You could tell he was seasoned. And we talked, and we went through all of this, and there was paperwork that was printed out and handed to us. And then the next step was for them to call me back to find out when the car I wanted might be available, because things are different with auto sales these days because they don't actually have the cars in stock. It used to be until 2 years ago, until 2020, it used to be you would go into the dealership, you would drive one, maybe two cars, maybe three, and then you would decide. And then pretty much you would either have delivery of the car that day or within a few days, because they would do a dealer trade or something was, you know, in the dock ready to be brought up to the dealership, something like that. And things have changed. Now they don't know. So the whole process took 7-8 weeks for me, but not from that original local dealer. Instead, when they called me, they kept kind of going back and forth, and I kept saying, yes, I want to buy the car. I am ready to buy the car. And negotiating with the price wasn't even part of it. That's done differently right now. And I'm sure it'll go back to the way it was. I love the negotiation process. But finally, they just weren't making things happen at that dealership. So I said to a couple of family members, I said, you know, why don't we drive down to Los Angeles? Why don't we go to this dealer that, you know, I went 2 years ago and bought a car from? Why don't we go down there? Well, we went down there, and even though the salesman was also a brand new young person, and the sales manager was seasoned, but not as seasoned as the sales manager from the other dealership, the first dealership, they sold me the car. They got me to commit. They had me sign. I did everything. A deposit was left. And when the car arrived, it was a matter of picking it up. I then told them the story of the first dealership, and they just shook their heads because it's very sad. You have to ask for the sale. You have to ask people, if this is the car you want and we have the car coming in the next 6 weeks or so, are you ready to buy? My answer was yes from day one. I was never looking at, and they asked me, am I looking at different manufacturers, different models, different used cars instead or something? I said, no, this is the car I'd like to have. So important point that I'm making here, we must ask for the sale. Also, marketing your products. What do you have that you can market? And I'm talking about income-producing activities here, but I want you to market things you have that are free, because that builds your list. That gives you more opportunity to be income-producing over time. So if you have a free report, if you have something free like I have my Action Habits Challenge. Go to actionhabitschallenge.com. It's completely free. You'll receive lessons. I do lessons. I'm up to lesson 55 at this point. I've done quite a few lessons. It's free, but it tells you who I am. It lets you get used to receiving emails from me. So I want you marketing your products, both free and paid. That includes your lead magnets, right? I want you to get your products, free and paid, in front of your prospects and customers and clients. Do it in a variety of ways. How about if you make a short YouTube video? Short for me is about 3 minutes. We never want videos longer than 5 minutes unless it's a training video that's part of a program. Other than that, 2, 3, 4 minutes, that's a sweet spot. And how about if you talk about your products and your courses and your programs and yourself and what you have to offer and what it's like to learn from you, because we're teaching. We're teachers on the internet. We're teaching people how to do something that we have done and succeeded at and learned by trial and error, by our mistakes, by our experience. That's exactly what we're doing. So think about those income-producing activities. And now I hear you saying, but what about blogging, Connie? You're always talking about blogging. Blogging in and of itself is not an income-producing activity. Neither are the books that I write. Even though I make good money regularly from my blogs, I have three blogs. ConnieReaganGreen.com is my main blog. Go to MondayMorningMellow.com and see what I'm doing there. I also have HugeProfitsTinyList.com. At the bottom of every blog post, there's a call to action. I want you to do something that may include asking for a sale, asking for you to purchase one of my products or a product that I have that's through my affiliate link, something that I've purchased, that I've used, that I've benefited from, that I highly recommend, that I've connected with the product creator of what I'm recommending. So that's the networking. And that way I can make money from the blog posts, but I'm not selling advertising or anything like that. I'm not doing what they used to call, some kind of post where you were paid to make a post. I never have done that. I don't like it. It doesn't feel authentic to me. Nothing against the law with it or anything, but it just doesn't feel right for me. But everything that we do is selling us to others. Remember that and think about income-producing activities. I work with people, and sometimes they'll come to me and they'll say, nothing's selling. And I'll say, what's for sale? And then it turns out that they've been sending emails, they've been on social media, they've been working on blog posts and doing all kinds of things, but they're almost invisible. They're not making what they're doing visible to their online community and beyond. Having an affiliate that really believes in you and will promote you to their community, that can be an excellent way for you to understand the power of marketing on a daily basis throughout each day. You can set things up in advance. When I travel, I have emails that are already written. They're scheduled to go out. I have social media, especially on Twitter, that can be scheduled to go out later. But the important thing here is I want you thinking of income-producing activities, marketing what you have and what you're recommending, and do this every single day. Everything will change for you. Your life will change completely. I'm Connie Reagan Green, and this is episode 81 of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing.